It's time for high school sports featuring the Marathon Red Raiders and the Newman Catholic Cardinals on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Fighting Cardinal and Red Raider sports on 98.9 WXCO are brought to you by Coney Materials, Marathon Park City, Marathon Cheese, The Dirks Group, Brickners of Little Chicago, The People's State Bank, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Marathon Family Dentistry, The Marathon Athletic Club, The Cloverbell Credit Union, Sun Printing, and Red Robin Restaurant. It's time now for high school sports, featuring the Newman Catholic Cardinals and the Marathon Red Raiders on your home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Marathon and more high school softball as the Marathon Red Raiders host the Newman Catholic Cardinals. I am Chad Holmes. We are almost set to go, so let's look at the starting lineups for this game. Newman will be the home team because this was scheduled to be a Newman home game, even though it's being played here in Marathon. So Marathon will be hitting first. Looking at the Red Raider batting order, Brindley Stenzel will be in right field. Maven Schneider batting second at shortstop. Danica Staus is the catcher batting third. Danica Pacek is the first baseman hitting fourth. Ripley Skripchak will bat fifth and play third base. Tyler Bielke-Seibert is the pitcher batting sixth. Miley Halke in center field bats seventh. Reagan Martin is the left fielder batting eighth. And Caden Sapinski is at second base hitting ninth. For the Newman Catholic Cardinals, leading things off is the pitcher, Maddie Jankowski. Maddie Keene is at third base hitting second. Brianna Schultz, the catcher, will bat third. Molly Merrill is in left field. She'll bat fourth. Lauren Thiel, the center fielder, bats fifth. Claire Bodenheimer is at second base hitting sixth. Lexi Rice in right field batting seventh. Addie France, the first baseman, hits eighth. Anna France, the designated player, hits ninth. And Brooke Thiel is the shortstop. She has been replaced in the batting order by the designated player. So Marathon and Newman Catholic. We're going to take a very quick break and then come back with the first pitch. This is high school softball on 98.9 WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
And ready to go is stepping in for the Marathon Red Raiders is their right fielder, Brindley Stenzel, against Newman Catholic pitcher, Maddie Jankowski. The Newman righty deals, and there's a pop, first base side, foul territory, and just out of play. Strike one. Cardinals defensively, Molly Merrill in left field, Lauren Thiel in center, Lexi Rice in right. We'll give you the Newman Catholic infield D in just a couple of moments. No balls in one strike. Jankowski deals. Catch just off the inside corner for ball one. Infield D for the Cards. Maddie Keene is at third base. Brooke Thiel is at short. Claire Bodenheimer at second. Addie France at first. Brianna Schultz is the catcher for Maddie Jankowski. Here is the pitch, and there's a pop again over the backstop and out of play. And that's strike two. One ball and two strikes. These teams met here on Tuesday evening, with the Raiders with a big 8-run second inning. They stretched out a big lead and won it 13-0. Here's the pitch. Up and out of the strike zone. Count evens up at 2-2.
Yeah.
apologize. Had to do a reset there after coming back from our break. Man, what a listener, I'll tell you. What a listener. We are in the top of the first inning. One out, nobody on base for the Raiders. Brindley Stenzel popped up to the shortstop. And now a three ball and one strike count on Maven Schneider. And the pitch is low and inside, and Schneider draws the walk. So runner on first, one out for catcher Danica Stouse for the Red Raiders. Lots of, I mean, you look out there, and almost the uniforms are exceptionally similar. As the pitch is fouled back, runner is on the move, strike one. But red jerseys, black pants, white numerals for both teams. Again, really, you could almost switch them off because it's one of those situations where it's almost exactly the same. Very subtle change differences. Pitch is inside, gets away. The runner was on the move. Rounding second is Schneider, but she'll stay right there. So another steal for Maven Schneider. She had a couple of steals in the first game against Phillips. So Raiders have a runner in scoring position with one out. One ball, one strike. Jankowski rocks, deals. Misses a little bit low, perhaps a tad inside, and the count goes to 2-1. There are some lights here at the Marathon Veterans Park, but they are not on quite yet. Overcast, breeze blows in from left field. 2-1 pitch. Misses low and inside, and that's ball three. Three balls and a strike. Jankowski's ready, and the pitch. Misses up and in, and that's ball four. Back-to-back walks. A little bit of trouble for the Cards as Marathon has runners on first and second with one out for their cleanup hitter, Danica Pashek. Right-handed batter settles in. Brianna Schultz will set the target. Here's the pitch. Drops down low, and that's ball one. So right now, Maddie Jankowski having a little difficulty finding the strike zone. Back-to-back walks have given the Red Raiders an opportunity in the top of the first. Here's the pitch. Misses up and in. That's ball one. I should say ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Jankowski rocks and deals. Misses inside. The ball gets away, and that will be a wild pitch. Advancing to third is Maven Schneider. Advancing to second is Danica Stouse. 3-0 on Pashek. Ripley Skripchak, who had a big game in the first game against Phillips today, waits on deck, but now we'll have time called. And Steve Jankowski will walk out to the pitcher's circle, be joined by the entire Newman Catholic infield D. Give us a chance to remind you that our next high school broadcast will be coming up tomorrow, bright and early tomorrow, as Wausau West Baseball hosts a triangular. They'll take on Chippewa Falls and Toma. The first game will be Wausau West against Chippewa Falls, 9:50 airtime here on 98.9 WXCO. Chippewa Falls and Toma will face off in the second game. I will not be broadcasting that one. But then at 2 o'clock, Wausau West will meet Toma, and we'll have that one for you as well. So a big day of high school baseball tomorrow right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. So the meeting in the circle has come to an end. Three balls and no strikes on Danica Pashek with runners on second and third and one out for Marathon. Maddie Jankowski deals. That will catch the outside corner. Strike one called. Three balls and one strike. Jankowski's ready. Here's the wind and the pitch. And that will be inside for ball four. So three consecutive walks have loaded the bases for Ripley Skripchak. And boy, did Ripley Skripchak again have a game against Phillips. In the first inning, hit a three-run homer. And then her next at-bat almost drove it out of here. Hit the very top of the fence in right field, had a triple, and then she also walked. So she was 2 for 2, a home run, 3 RBIs. Pitch misses low and inside for ball one. Right now, Jankowski just having a hard time finding the strike zone for the Cards. Here's the pitch. Misses inside, and that's ball two. So a very good hitter's count for a hitter that's seen the ball well today, Ripley Scripchak. Open stance from the right-handed batter's box. Jankowski rocks, deals. Bounces in there, and that's ball three. Three balls and no strikes. Nowhere to put the hitter. And she misses way up high for ball four. So a run will be forced in. Marathon will take a 1-0 lead. So next stepping in will be the pitcher today in this game for the Raiders, freshman Tyler Bielke-Seibert. There's a foul ball to the screen, strike one. Again, the freshman getting the opportunity in the circle here in the second game of the day for the Red Raiders. Allison Pajaski was really good against Phillips again. Threw a lot of strikes, had 10 strikeouts, no walks, tossed a four-hitter in that 7-2 win. 0-1, swing and a miss, nothing and two. So Jankowski jumps ahead, no balls and two strikes. Wind behind the back of the pitcher, maybe adding a little bit here for these throwers. 0-2, swing and a miss, strike three. And Tyler Bielke-Seibert goes down swinging. So now two outs, bases remain loaded, and Miley Hulke, the Marathon center fielder, will step in. Again, Miley Hulke, multi-sport standout for the Red Raiders, leading scorer on the basketball team during the winter. So Maddie Jankowski will toe the rubber, look in. Here's her pitch. There's a looping liner into right center field for a base hit. One run will come in and score. Second runner will be waved around as well. So a 2-RBI single. Somehow I'm missing somebody here. The scoreboard is wrong. It says 2-0, but there's only one runner on base, and I'm not sure I lost somebody there. Pitch misses up and away to Reagan Martin, and that's ball one. Because there's only a runner right now on first base, and I had the bases loaded. And the scoreboard is either 3-0 or 4-0. I've never been in a situation like this where, there it is, 4-0. So three runs came in to score as they were on the move on that hit. So it turns into a three-run single for Miley Hulke. Great jump at first from Ripley Scripchak to get all the way around to score. Two balls and no strikes, pitches up high, bounces off the mitt of Brianna Schultz, going to second, taking the turn and holding there is Miley Hulke. So four runs in for the Raiders, runner on second and two outs. Three balls and no strikes on Reagan Martin. There's a foul back. And that's out of play. Three balls and a strike. Left-handed batter, number 10 on the back of the jersey for Martin. Jankowski is ready. Here's the rock and the pitch. Misses away, and that's ball four. So a walk to Reagan Martin. We'll put runners on first and second with two outs for the second baseman, Caden Sapinski. Caden Sapinski had one base hit in the first game against Phillips. earlier today, 1-for-3. Here's the pitch. They'll be popped, first base side out of play, strike one. Wind continues to blow. It's gotten much chillier over the last hour or so. Right-handed batter waits. Maddie Jankowski's ready. 0-1 pitch. Pitch misses just a bit up, perhaps a tad outside, and the count evens up at 1-1. Raiders' ninth batter to come to the plate here in the top of the first inning. Here's Jankowski's pitch. Check swing, but that's in there for a called strike two. One ball and two strikes on Sapinski. And the pitch misses way up high and inside, and the count goes to 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two runners on base for Marathon. And the pitch drops down low, bounces off the mitt of the catcher, Schultz, to the backstop. And both Miley Halke and Reagan Martin will each advance 60 feet to third and second bases, respectively. Count runs full, three balls and two strikes. Here comes the pitch. There's a looper towards second and making the grab right off the top of the ground. Nicely done by Claire Bodenheimer to retire the side. Marathon scores four times in the inning. Four runs on just one base hit, and there were two runners left on base. End of one half inning, Marathon 4, Newman coming to the plate. This is high school softball on 98.9 WXCO.
So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing, a boat for skiing, a pontoon boat for partying, or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing summer fun. Motorcycles, ATVs, campers, motorhomes, and convertibles too. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender today. CCU can set you up with great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. Summer's just too short. Not to enjoy every moment you can on the water, on the road, or off the road camping or ATVing. Stop in, call, or apply online at ccuwausau.com for your great rate. Whatever floats summer fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Bottom of the first inning, Cardinals coming to the plate. Maddie Jankowski leading things off, and the first pitch from Tyler Bielke-Seibert is in on the outside corner for strike one. 4-0 Marathon. It'll be Maddie Jankowski, Maddie Keene, and Brianna Schultz for the Cardinals in the first. Bielke-Seibert fires, and there's a pop-up third base side, and making a basket catch is the third baseman, Ripley Skripchak, for the Raiders, and that's the first out of the inning for Newman. Next up will be the Newman Catholic third baseman, Maddie Keene. Right-handed batter settles in. Here's the pitch, and there's a chopper at the plate. That will be a foul ball and strike one. 0-1, the count. Sun peeking through again here at Marathon's Veterans Park. Here's the pitch. Fastball catches the outside corner for a called strike two. No balls and two strikes. And the pitch misses a little bit up, and that's ball one. Ball and two strikes. We'll have the Marathon defense here in just a moment. The right-handed freshman stares in, has the target, and the pitch. There's a line drive, well hit in the left field, coming over and making the running grab is Reagan Martin for Marathon. Keene hit that ball on the screws, but Martin got a good jump on it, went to her left and made the grab for out number two. Up next for the Cardinals will be the number three hitter, catcher Brianna Schultz. Outfield D for Marathon, as we just said, Reagan Martin in left, Miley Halkey is in center, Brindley Stenzel in right. We'll give you the infield D in just a moment. And the pitch, fastball on the inside corner for strike one called. Ripley Skripchak is at third base for Marathon. Maven Schneider at short, Kaden Sapinski at second, Danica Paschek at first. Danica Staus is the catcher. Tyla Bielke-Seibert, the pitcher, fires. Ground ball, third base side, scooped up by Skripchak. Fires across in time, 5-3 on the putout for out number three. Three up and three down for the Cards in the bottom of the first. And a one, Marathon 4, Newman Catholic nothing. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
County Materials proudly recognizes Military Appreciation Month. To those who have served our country, we thank you for your courage and sacrifice. Since 1946, County Materials has manufactured concrete construction and landscape products that are used to build the communities where Americans live, work, and play. We're growing and looking for career-driven people to join our team. Veterans and service members contribute many skills that are valued in manufacturing and are encouraged to apply. Find a career that suits you at workatcounty.com.
At Marathon Family Dentistry, 981 Bluestone Lane, our goal is to give you the smile you've dreamed of having. Our team is ready to listen to you, answer all of your questions, and make your visit a relaxing, pain-free experience. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 715-443-2200 or visit us online at marathonfamilydentistry.com. Dr. Noel Marks, Dr. Corey Schultz, and all of us at Marathon Family Dentistry proudly support the Red Raiders and all of our Marathon student athletes.
Marathon Cheese Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean, climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
And Chad Holmes back again from Veterans Park in Marathon as we head to the top of the second inning. Marathon with a 4-0 lead over Newman Catholic. It'll be the top of the order for the Red Raiders. Brindley Stenzel, Maven Schneider, and Danica Staus. Maddie Jankowski in the circle for the Cards. There's the first pitch, up and out of the strike zone for ball one. Brindley Stenzel popped up to the shortstop. Brooke Thiel, her first time up, 0 for 1. Jankowski has the target. Here's the pitch. Fastball catches the inside corner for a called strike one. One ball and one strike. Here's the pitch. Off the outside corner. Moves it to two balls and one strike. Sun shining over in left center field. 2-1. Up and out of the strike zone for ball three. Three balls and one strike. There were five walks issued to Marathon batters in the first. And there's the sixth walk issued to the Red Raiders in their first 10 batters as Brindley Stenzel will take the base on balls. So the Raiders get a runner on first for Maven Schneider, the shortstop. Schneider walked, scored a run in the first. Right-handed batter, open stance. Here's Jankowski's rock and pitch. Misses inside, off the glove of the catcher Schultz to the backstop. And advancing 60 feet to second base is Brindley Stenzel for Marathon. So Stenzel now at second base with nobody out. One ball and no strikes on Maven Schneider. Jankowski deals. Fastball just off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-0. Thanks to our sponsors of high school athletics, including Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, and the Cloverbelt Credit Union, part of our broadcast crew for Newman Catholic High School Sports. Pitch catches the bottom of the strike zone for strike one, 2 balls and 1 strike. Also, thanks to our Marathon sponsors, including Marathon Family Dentistry, also the People State Bank, and Four Seasons Screen Printing. 2-1 pitch. Misses low and inside for ball three. 3 balls and 1 strike on Maven Schneider. Towing the rubber is Maddie Jankowski. Looks in to Brianna Schultz, who puts down the target. And the pitch is up and out of the strike zone on a fastball. And that's ball four. Steve Jankowski again is coming out, and it looks as though we're going to get a pitching change here for the Cards. Yep, a pitching change for Newman Catholic. Runners on first and second with nobody out in the top of the second inning. Marathon with 4 in the first, have a 4-0 lead. We'll tell you about the new pitcher in just a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
Parts City!
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by Parts City Auto Parts today and let us scan and diagnose the problem for free. We'll discuss possible solutions and even help you find a repair shop if needed. Get check engine light help from Parts City Auto Parts at participating stores only.
Marathon Parts City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Parts City!
At People State Bank, community is reflected in everything we do. So when you bank with Peoples, you help support local charities and businesses, help new homeowners establish roots, and create stronger communities to live and thrive in. It's a uniquely Peoples approach that's always paying dividends, and a pretty good reason to make our community yours too. Visit us at bankpeoples.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And Chad Holmes back from Marathon, where moving from second base to pitcher is Claire Bodenheimer for the Cardinals. So Claire Bodenheimer, new pitcher for Newman Catholic. Maddie Jankowski will move over to second base. And the first pitch from Bodenheimer is up and out of the strike zone to Danica Staus for ball one. Runners on first and second for the Red Raiders. Nobody out, top of the second inning. And Marathon with a 4-0 lead. Pitch is off the inside corner for ball two. Well, right now, just being too easy for Marathon. They are just too many walks here for the Cards, as right now we've had 7 walks issued by Newman Catholic. And right now, the home plate umpire's called time. It is talking to Claire Bodenheimer about something. I'm not sure what it is, but whatever the conversation is, it's come to an end. 2 balls and 0 strikes on Danica Staus. Staus walked and scored in the first. Towing the rubber is Bodenheimer. Here's the pitch. And this I'm not sure what just happened there, but a called strike. There was somebody yelled illegal. I'm not sure if there's something that's being done in terms of the delivery by Bodenheimer that has been looked at, but a called strike there. It's 2 balls and 1 strike on Danica Staus. Pitch is inside, it hit her. So a hit batsman will allow Danica Staus to head to first base. And now the bases are loaded with nobody out for the Raiders. Cleanup hitter, first baseman Danica Paschek, due up next. Runners on first and second for the Raiders. right-handed batter. Here's the pitch. Way up high, getting out of her crouch to snag it is Brianna Schultz, and that's ball one. One ball and no strikes on Danica Pashek. Right-handed batter, slightly open stance. Bodenheimer deals. That one is in there for a called strike one. One ball and one strike on Pashek. Marathon comes into this game with a four-game winning streak. They are now 10-7 on the year after winning earlier over Phillips 7-2. Pitch is low and inside, taken for a ball. Two balls and one strike on Pashek. Ripley Skripchak in the on-deck circle for the Red Raiders. The right-hander looks in, has the target. Bodenheimer's pitch. There's a ground ball towards short. Takes a tough hop, bounces off of Brooke Thiel into center field. One run is in. A second runner will come in to score as well. Going all the way to third on the play is Danica Stouse. And Marathon now has a 6-0 lead. It was a well-hit ball by Pashek, but it bounced away from Brooke Thiel. Had to be as an error on the Newman Catholic shortstop. And now runners on the corners and nobody out for Ripley Skripchak. As I mentioned earlier, Skripchak had a massive game against Phillips earlier. Here's the pitch, and there's a line drive off the mid of a leaping Jankowski into right field for a base hit. That will bring in a run. Stopping at second is Pashek, an RBI single for Ripley Skripchak to make it 7-0. So Skripchak today has come to the plate five different times. Has a home run, a three-run shot, a triple, has been walked twice, and now a RBI single. There's a ground ball, third base side pull foul off the bat of Tyler Bielke-Seibert. Strike one. 7-0 Red Raiders as we play the top half of inning number two. Tyler Bielke-Seibert is 0-1. She struck out back in the first inning. Here's the pitch. There's a line drive to left field. It was a fair ball just inside the line. Rolls into the corner. One run is in. Stopping at third base is Skripchak. In with a stand-up double is Tyler Bielke-Seibert, and it's now 8-0 Marathon. Well hit ball by the freshman. Right down the line, just landed fair. So back-to-back RBI hits for the Raiders. And next up will be the center fielder, Miley Hulke. Here is the pitch. Change of pace, drops in there for a called strike one. Miley Hulke had a 3 RBI hit, a single in the first. And the pitch bounces in there, goes all the way to the backstop. And coming in to score will be Skripchak by Bielke-Seibert into third. Fifth run of the inning for the Raiders, who now have a 9-0 lead. One ball and one strike on Miley Hulke. Claire Bodenheimer rocks. Deals. Pitch ends up low and inside. Ball two. Two balls and a strike on the right-handed hitting Miley Hulke. Bodenheimer deals. There's a hard liner ball right into the mid of Maddie Keene at third base. Boy, oh boy, hitting that ball almost as hard as you could was Miley Hulke, but right to Keene, who made the grab. Runner got back to third, and that's the first out of the inning. Miley Hulke has to be disappointed because she could not hit that ball any harder, but it was right at the third baseman. So now stepping in is the number 8 hitter, Reagan Martin. A swing and a miss for strike one. Reagan Martin walked her first time up. One out, runner on third for the Raiders. Cardinal righty, Claire Bodenheimer deals. Misses outside. Count evens up at 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out, one runner on base. Bodenheimer deals. Misses away. And the count goes to Two balls and a strike. Freshman left-handed hitter, number 10 on the back of the jersey. Pitch is low and outside, snagged nicely in the dirt by Brianna Schultz, but the count goes to 3-1. Three balls and one strike on Reagan Martin. Bodenheimer's pitch. There's a flare down the left field side that's going to curl and end up foul. So the count runs full, three balls and two strikes. Cardinals have one more regular season game coming up. They will play host to Shawamigan on Monday before starting the playoffs next Thursday against Rochel. There's a hard grounder off the mitt of Thiel at short, and she'll have no play. Boy, that ball again was hit really hard. Knocking it down was Brooke Thiel, but safe at first is Martin. Coming in to score is Tyler Bielke-Seibert, and it is now 10-0 Red Raiders. You're going to have call that one a base hit. That ball was hit so hard. Thiel almost able to make a nice snag on the backhand side. So next stepping in for the Raiders will be Caden Sapinski, I believe, unless there's a pinch hitter. It looks like, I think a pinch hitter will be coming up here for the Raiders. Yep, it will be a pinch hitter for Marathon, as stepping in will be number 13, Kayla Freund. Pitch is a pop-up on the left-hand side. Third baseman Thiel will make the call, make the grab for out number two. So that will leave it up. Well, it's back to the top of the order. And I think another hitter is coming up here for the Raiders. Yep, another pinch hitter coming up for Marathon. As it will be Sophia Kahn. Sophia Kahn, left-handed batter, will step in. Sophomore for Marathon. First pitch misses just a tad inside for ball one. Tenth batter to come to the plate for Marathon here in the top of the second inning. Second pitch on the outside corner. Evens things up at 1-1. Sophia Kahn, number 7 on the back of her jersey for the Raiders. Claire Bodenheimer rocks, delivers, misses outside. Count goes to 2-1. Not a bad evening. Again, it's got a little chilly as we got into the early part of this Friday night. 2-1 pitch. Catches the outside corner. Count evens up at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner on first for Marathon. Six runs in here in the top of the second. And the pitch. Followed back. Taking a look and not able to get to it was Brianna Schultz behind her at near the backstop. And again, we'll do it at 2-2. Staring in is Bodenheimer, has the target. And the pitch. Off the outside corner, and the count runs full. Three balls and two strikes. In the on-deck circle for Marathon, it looks like another pinch hitter, Peyton Brickner, would hit next, a freshman. 3-2. Misses outside, and that's ball four. So Sophia Kahn gets the base on balls. Runners now on first and second with two outs, and it will be Brickner coming to the plate. So another pinch hitter. Paul Fredrickson will go down the first base side and make it official with the home plate umpire. Four runs for Marathon in the first, and they've added six more here in the top of the second as the Raiders lead the Fighting Cards by a score of 10-0. So everything's been set, and now Peyton Brickner will step into the right-handed batter's box. And the pitch, and there's a fly ball. Center field coming in hard. It's going to be a long run, and not able to get there was Lauren Thiel. One run will come in to score. It's an RBI single for Brickner, and it's now 11-0. Lauren Thiel had a long way to come. That ball was just a pop between the edge of the infield dirt and about 20 feet into the outfield. Great effort by Thiel, but just made the dive, but just could not quite get there. Up next will be Emma Krautkramer, another pinch hitter here for the Raiders. Here's the pitch. There's a looping liner, left field side. It is a fair ball. A run will come in to score. So a few of these Marathon players coming off the bench and getting opportunities and taking advantage. So another run comes in. Runners on first and second with two outs. And coming up to the plate now for the Red Raiders, another pinch hitter. This time it will be, let's see here, Clara Crisalt, senior Clara Crisalt, number 25, will be hitting next for Marathon. So 8 runs now in the inning for the Raiders and a 12-0 lead for Marathon. And now everything's been set again, so Crisalt will step to the plate. Claire Bodenheimer rocks and deals. On the inside corner for strike one called. No balls and one strike. And the pitch. Fall back to the screen. That's strike two. Runners wait on first and second. Top half of inning number two. Here's the pitch. Foul tip. Staying alive is Crisalt. And we'll do it again at nothing and two. Right-handed batter, right-handed thrower. Claire Bodenheimer toes the rubber, looks in, gets the sign and the target. Here's the pitch. There's a ground ball towards shortstop. Picked there by Thiel. Flipped to second in time for the force. So a fielder's choice, and that will end the inning. But the Raiders, they do bring 13 batters to the plate and score 8 runs. At the end of an inning and a half, it is Marathon 12, Newman Catholic nothing. This is high school softball on 98.9 WXCO.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
There are 4 reasons to see Four Seasons screen printing in Marathon. First, Four Seasons handles screen printing and custom embroidery on tees, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, and dry fits. Second, they're family owned and operated for over 18 years. Third, low prices. And reason number 4 to see Four Seasons screen printing, lightning fast turnaround. Four Seasons screen printing, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4 at 12508 Highland Drive in Marathon. Call 845-1146. Email the number 4seasonsprint@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Newman Catholic coming to the plate in the bottom half of inning number two. Marathon 12, Newman Catholic nothing. 4-5 and 6 hitters for the Cardinals. Molly Merrill lead things off against Tyler Bielke-Seibert. First ball swinging, little dribbler, third base side, it will roll foul. So strike one. It'll be Molly Merrill, Lauren Thiel, and Claire Bodenheimer for the Cards here in the second inning. Chase Westfall now at first base for the Red Raiders. Try to get you these defensive changes for Marathon. There's a line drive into right center field, in there for a base hit. Molly Merrill make the turn at first, but stay right there. So a leadoff single for Merrill to start off the Cardinals' second inning. Up next will be the Newman Catholic center fielder, Lauren Thiel. Right-handed batter will settle in. Kayla Freund is at second base now as that pitch is in for strike one called. At shortstop now for the Red Raiders is Peyton Brickner. 0-1 the count on Lauren Thiel. Here's the pitch. That'll be in the dirt. Nice stop made behind the plate. One ball and one strike. Clara Criselt is now at third base, so the entire infield D has been changed for the Red Raiders. Pitch is up and away, taken for a ball. Two balls and one strike on Lauren Thiel. Bielke-Seibert fires, and there's a pop-up on the infield coming in and making a nice running grab at second base is Kayla Freund for out number one. Boy, she had a long way to come. Made the grab, backhanded actually, about knee-high for out number one. Up next for the Cardinals will be Claire Bodenheimer, who's now pitching. Right-handed batter. There's a bunt attempt taken by the pitcher. Just one play, fires the first in time. Advancing to second is Molly Merrill. So we'll give it as a sacrifice bunt for Bodenheimer. I think she was probably going for a hit, but we're going to give it as a sacrifice as the runner does advance 60 feet. So a runner on second, two outs for the Newman Catholic number seven hitter, right fielder Lexi Rice. Tyler Bielke-Seibert toes the rubber. Here's the pitch. Drops down low and outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Right-handed batter wears number 16 on the back of the jersey. As I said, these teams basically have almost the same uniforms. All red jerseys and black pants. There's a looping liner. Freund will make the grab. Another nice play by Kayla Freund. Near the bag at second base to take a base hit away from Lexi Rice. Cardinals, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base in the second. End of two, it is Marathon 12, Newman Catholic nothing. This is High School Softball on 98.9 WXCO.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you wanted. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no overpromising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
You can count on us. Yes, you can.
hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum. For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Top half of the third inning, Marathon coming to the plate with a 12-0 lead over New McCathic. Leading things off for the Red Raiders will be Chase Westfall, who had just come into the game in the previous inning. Play defense at first base. So Westfall, Claire Bodenheimer toes the rubber. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike one. Marathon scored four times in the top of the first, added eight more runs in the top of the second. And the pitch on the inside corner for strike two called. Thanks to the Marathon Athletic Club for their continued support of high school athletics with the Marathon Red Raiders on 98.9 WXCO. Pitch is up and out of the strike zone for ball one. If you'd like to learn more about what Marathon student athletes are up to, and check out the Marathon Athletic Club on Facebook. So follow Marathon Athletic Club on Facebook. Pitch is down low, evens up the count at 2-2. Two balls and two strikes on Chase Westfall. Here's the pitch. That is in there for strike three called, inside corner at the knees. So one out for the Raiders. And up next will be the pitcher, Tyler Bielke-Seibert. She is 1-for-2. She had an RBI double and scored a run in the second. Look the bunt, pulls it back, taken for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Left-handed batter. Pitches in the dirt, scoots to the backstop. Ball two. Wind continues to blow straight in from left field. Had a short time during the game, the first game today between Marathon and Phillips, where the wind kind of calmed for a bit. But boy, it's picked up again. It's been this way for the entirety of this game. Oh, a little bit of a half slap at it by Tyler, but came up empty, and the count goes to 2-1. Freshman, number 19 on the back of the jersey, Claire Bodenheimer deals. Misses up and away, and the count goes to 3-1. Three balls and one strike. Bodenheimer's ready. Here's the pitch. Here's another slap, but it's a pop-up, and it'll be grabbed at third base by Maddie Keene for out number two. Coming up next for the Red Raiders will be Odessa Arneson. So a freshman right-handed hitter. Here's the pitch. Drops down low for ball one. So another pinch hitter, Odessa Arneson, for the Red Raiders. Here's the pitch. There's a fly ball, short left field. That could be trouble. It'll drop in for a base hit. Little pop. Basically a Bermuda's Triangle defenders for the Cardinals trying to chase it down. But that'll be a Arneson single, so a runner on first and two outs for the Raiders. And stepping in now for Marathon is, oh, there's a liner up the middle for a base hit. That was Morgan Sorge. So another Marathon player getting into the act with a base hit right up the middle. Stopping at second will be Arneson. So runners on first and second with two outs. And Kayla Freund will have her second plate appearance. Pitch is inside for a ball. Freund is 0 for 1. She popped up to the shortstop in the second inning. One ball and no strikes. Here's Bodenheimer's pitch. That will float in there for a called strike. One ball and one strike. Lights have just been turned on here at Veterans Park in Marathon. Bodenheimer's ready. Deals. There's a roller, third base side. That will go foul. And that's strike two. One ball and two strikes on Kayla Freund. Number 13 on the back of her red jersey. There's a ground ball up the middle into center field for a base hit. Runner around third, come in to score. Throw to third and sliding in safely, a little bit awkwardly, but able to get in safely for the Raiders was Morgan Sorge. Advancing the second on the throw is Kayla Freund. So an RBI single for Freund makes it 13-0. So runners on second and third now for the Raiders. And the pitch on the outside corner to Sophia Kahn for strike one called. Sophia Kahn walked her last time up, her first plate appearance. Top of the order here for the Raiders. Pitch misses away, evens things up at 1-1. I believe the only original starter still left in for Marathon is their pitcher, Tyler Bielke-Seibert. There's a foul ball, third base side. Count goes to 1-2. So runners on second and third. Top half of inning number three. Red Raiders with a 13-0 lead. Here's the pitch. Low and outside, snagged by Brianna Schultz for the Cards. Count evens up at 2-2. Second Newman Catholic pitcher, Claire Bodenheimer, stares in. She's ready. Here's the pitch. There's a fly ball well hit into center field, way back, and that ball will be over the head all the way to the fence. Theo will pick it up, fire it back to the infield. But it is a two RBI double for Sophia Kahn. She hit that ball well. Lauren Theo got on her horse but could not get there. Played it off the fence. So a two-out rally here for the Raiders. Three runs in. So it's 15-0. Pitch is up and in. Goes to the backstop. Kahn will advance 60 feet. Peyton Brickner at the plate. One ball and no strikes. Here's the pitch. Low and inside, gets away. The runner will hold at third. Two balls and no strikes. Peyton Brickner, right-handed batter, a freshman at Marathon. Pitch is into the dirt, and that's ball three. Three balls and no strikes on Peyton Brickner. Bodenheimer's ready. Here's the pitch. Misses on the release point. Rolls in there. It's ball four. So a walk to Peyton Brickner. She is now at first base. Runners on the corners and two outs. And coming to the plate will be Emma Krautkramer. Krautkramer now playing catcher for Danica Staus. Right-handed batter. First pitch misses for ball one. One ball and no strikes on Emma Krell-Kramer. Another freshman. A lot of freshmen on this roster for the Red Raiders. There's a fly ball left center field. That will drop in for a base hit. Scoots past the center fielder. Center fielder Thiel picked up by Molly Merrill. Run comes in to score. Into second base with the double is Krell-Kramer. Runners on second and third now with two outs. And Chris Selt is at the plate. Then her first swing is a foul ball to the third base side. Strike one. So now 16-0 Red Raiders. Here's the pitch. There's another well-hit ball. Center field going back is Thiel. She'll make the grab. So Lauren Thiel brings that one in to retire the Raiders in the inning. But Marathon bats around. It adds four more runs. 16-0 Marathon at the end of 2.5. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing, a boat for skiing, a pontoon boat for partying, or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing summer fun. Motorcycles, ATVs, campers, motorhomes, and convertibles too. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender today. CCU can set you up with great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. Summer's just too short. Not to enjoy every moment you can on the water, on the road, or off the road camping or ATVing. Stop in, call, or apply online at ccuwausau.com for your great rate. Whatever floats summer fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
County Materials proudly recognizes Military Appreciation Month. To those who have served our country, we thank you for your courage and sacrifice. Since 1946, County Materials has manufactured concrete construction and landscape products that are used to build the communities where Americans live, work, and play. We're growing and looking for career-driven people to join our team. Veterans and service members contribute many skills that are valued in manufacturing and are encouraged to apply. Find a career that suits you at workatcounty.com.
Addie France will lead things off with the Cards here in the bottom half of the third inning. Marathon with the lead. Here's the pitch. Fastball catches the outside corner from Tyler Bielke-Seibert for strike one called. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss, and that's strike two. No balls and two strikes on Addie France. First baseman for the Cards, number 14 on the back as the right-handed hitter waits. Tyler Bielke-Seibert deals. Pitches up and in for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Anna France is on deck, and then the top of the order, Maddie Jankowski for the Cardinals. There's a little looper into center field for a base hit. Over the top of the leaping Kayla Freund. So a leadoff single for Addie France for the Cardinals. That will bring up Anna France for the Cards, the designated player. Right-handed batter. Tyler Bielke-Seibert looks in, deals. Grounder to the first baseman, knocked down there by Chase Westfall, and she'll take the bank, three unassisted for the putout. Advancing to second is Addie France for the Cards. And now back to the top of the order and Maddie Jankowski. Well, actually, I think we're going to get a hitter here for the Cards. Pitch is a fastball up and out of the strike zone for ball one. 1-0. There's a pop first base side. It'll land close to me, but not quite get here. Anna Carlson is the pinch hitter here for the Cards. And the count evens up at 1-1. So Carlson, number 8 on the back of her jersey, right-handed batter. And the pitch, swing and a miss. Good fastball from Tyler Bielke-Seibert, and the count goes to 1-2. Runner on second, one out for the Cardinals. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss, and Carlson goes down on strikes. First strikeout for Tyler Bielke-Seibert. And now two outs. And that will bring up Maddie Keene. And the pitch, swing and a miss. Ball that was down low. Nothing and one. Again tomorrow, more high school athletics. Pair of Wausau West baseball games. Warriors hosting a triangular. Taking on Chippewa Falls and Toma. We'll be on the air at 9:50 for the pregame, 10 o'clock for West and Chippewa Falls, and then back at it at 2 o'clock for their game against Toma. Chippewa Falls and Toma will play between those two games, but won't have that on the radio. 0-1, foul ball, and it's now nothing and two. No balls and two strikes on Maddie Keene. Tyler Bielke-Seibert toes the rubber, looks in, has the target. Here's the pitch, up and out of the zone on a fastball. That's ball one. Sun setting beyond the center field fence here on what's turned into a pleasant Friday evening in Marathon. And the 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three, and that will do it. That is the game, a 15-run rule after three. So the Red Raiders win their fifth game in a row, defeating the Cards by a score of 16-0. We'll come back, wrap it up, coming up next. This is high school softball on 98.9 WXCO.
At Marathon Family Dentistry, 981 Bluestone Lane, our goal is to give you the smile you've dreamed of having. Our team is ready to listen to you, answer all of your questions, and make your visit a relaxing, pain-free experience. For more information and to set up an appointment, call 715-443-2200 or visit us online at marathonfamilydentistry.com. Dr. Noel Marks, Dr. Corey Schultz, and all of us at Marathon Family Dentistry proudly support the Red Raiders and all of our Marathon student athletes.
Marathon Cheese Corporation is looking for dedicated workers to join our winning team on second and third shift. Wages start at $17.27 per hour, and there's plenty of opportunity for advancement and higher wages. If you're looking for a job with great pay and benefits, with a set work schedule in a clean climate-controlled environment, stop in at 304 East Street in Marathon and fill out an application, or check out our website at www.mcheese.com. That's www.mcheese.com for a listing of all of our open positions.
Parts City.
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by Parts City Auto Parts today and let us scan and diagnose the problem for free. We'll discuss possible solutions and even help you find a repair shop if needed. Get check engine light help from Parts City Auto Parts at participating stores only.
Marathon Park City, located at 401 Pine Street in Marathon City. Call 715-443-0003.
Parts City.
Does your office have a disaster plan for data? Have you tested your backups? Even something as simple as a hard drive failure, power outage, employee error, or lightning strike can stop your business cold if you can't get to your documents or email. Prolonged downtime costs money and could cost your company everything. That's why the Dirks Group offers Rapid Recovery, a disaster recovery solution that can help you get your data back fast. Rapid Recovery uses a remote backup system that's monitored and verified so you know your backups will work in the event of a disaster. With the Dirks Group and Rapid Recovery, you get the peace of mind of knowing everything is taken care of. Your data can be restored quickly, accurately, and easily. Visit DirksGroup.com to learn more about Rapid Recovery and other Dirks Group IT services that go beyond the network.
When you bank with PeopleState Bank, you're never alone when it comes to your finances. In fact, in a recent survey, customers said our bankers were helpful, flexible, and willing to work with their situation more than any other response. So if you're going it alone with your bank, we invite you to join our community and experience what it's like with PeopleState Bank on your side. Visit us at bankpeoples.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are four reasons to see Four Seasons Screen Printing in Marathon. First, Four Seasons handles screen printing and custom embroidery on tees, long sleeve shirts, hoodies, and dry fits. Second, they're family owned and operated for over 18 years. Third, low prices. And reason number four to see Four Seasons Screen Printing, lightning fast turnaround. Four Seasons Screen Printing, open Monday through Friday from 8 till 4 at 12508 Highland Drive in Marathon. Call 845-1146. Email the number 4seasonsprint@gmail.com.
When you order a steak at your favorite restaurant, you expect it to be cooked just right and to have it surrounded with all the sides you wanted. Hello, my name is Steve Brickner, and I feel the same way about cars. Here at Brickner Motors in Little Chicago, we'll help you order your brand new Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Jeep and get it equipped the way you want it and the color you've always dreamed of. That means you won't overpay for something you don't want. This is just another reason people make the drive north of Marathon to Little Chicago. We may be in the middle of nowhere, but there's no better testament that shows we take care of our customers better than anyone else around. You won't hear gimmicks, no over-promising, or under-delivering. Whether you choose from our in-stock selection or order factory fresh, quality vehicles and competitive prices are what keep people coming back again and again. Make the drive out to Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's northeast side and let our family take care of your family. You can count on us.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Chad Holmes back one more time from Marathon in Veterans Park, where the Marathon softball team has a good day. They win twice. Earlier, they defeated the Phillips Loggers by a score of 7-2. And here in the second game, they knock off the Newman Cardinals by a score of 16-0. Four runs in the first inning for the Red Raiders. A 3 RBI hit by Miley Hawkey, the big hit. 8 runs in the second, and then they add 4 more in the third. And they win it again, 16-0. So Marathon has now won 5 games in a row. They improved their overall record to 11 wins and 7 losses on the season. Cardinals have one more game in the regular season. They'll take on Shawamigan coming up on Monday, and then they'll have a playoff game, a Division 5 regional playoff coming up against Rosholt next Thursday at Sunnyvale Park. Thanks to all of our sponsors of both Marathon and Newman Catholic High School Sports here on 98.9 WXCO for their support. Thanks to you for joining us as well. From Marathon, I'm Chad Holmes, reminding you of the final score, Marathon 16, Newman Catholic nothing. This has been High School Softball on 98.9 WXCO.
This has been High School Sports featuring the Newman Catholic Cardinals and the Marathon Red Raiders on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Red Raider and Fighting Cardinal Sports on 98.9 WXCO has been brought to you by County Materials, Marathon Park City, Marathon Cheese, the Dirks Group, Brickners of Little Chicago, the People State Bank, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Marathon Family Dentistry, the Marathon Athletic Club, the Clover Belt Credit Union, Sun Printing, and Red Robin Restaurant. Thanks for joining us for High School Sports, featuring the Newman Catholic Cardinals and the Marathon Red Raiders on Wausau's only radio home for play-by-play of high school sports, 98.9 WXCO.